Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby Museum AT&T Morning Line. And, you know, Louisville hosts a lot of visitors, Cindy. And some of those drive to Louisville, many of them fly to Louisville, including me, the horses that come in as well. And the gentleman who is in charge of making sure it all works, Dan Mann with the Louisville Standard for Field, now Muhammad Ali Airport as well. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
What a neat opportunity to rename the airport after Muhammad Ali.
It was, we did a lot of research. So this is one where everybody knows across the world Muhammad Ali, and very recognizable. Not the impression of Louisville is not as well known, and the mayor and Louisville tourism, they said, hey, you know, we ought to link these two, and if we aspire to be the greatest, why not embrace that? And so in January the board voted to make the name change. June 6th, during Ali Week, we are unveiling the new brand mark.
Wonderful.
And some of the things that they're going to see in the terminal to honor Muhammad Ali and talk about our vision of being the greatest airport in the country.
I love that.
And I can tell you, Derby Week is a great mm-hmm. example. I mean, we want to make a first impression for our fine city. And so during Derby Week, we put 6 weeks moving into this. We have 4,000 roses, live music. We have volunteers that are dressed in the Derby garb to greet visitors. And I can tell you, when you're up there and people are getting off the airplane, they've not been here before, they are blown away by the hospitality, the look, the feel, and how great it is to step through off the airplane into Louisville and then come down and experience what this is all about. It's pretty amazing to see.
But meantime, you're the first impression people get of Louisville and Kentucky as well.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And so obviously we want to make a great first impression mm-hmm. during Derby Week, but we want to make a great first impression all year round. And so we're embarking on the name change as part of that, talking about the messaging and being the greatest and being aspirational but also more air service, more nonstop flights, mm-hmm. bigger aircraft, the better airfares. So, I mean, we're working on all that. We got a $100 million terminal project we're working on to upgrade customer service, upgrade mechanical systems too, mm-hmm. but just making it, again, the best impression we can make when people come to our city.
I love the jacket, Cindy.
Yeah, that's
jacket.
Pretty cool.
You have to see this on the...
can you explain to me all the meanings
yeah,
of the jacket?
Yeah, so this jacket is brightly colored. It's a lot of the colors that we have in our mark. But it's got the Pegasus horse, the fleur-de-lis, and then all our three-letter identifiers of the cities mm-hmm. that we fly
that's
to nonstop.
That's what I was figuring out.
So we've gone from 16 or 20 nonstops to over 30 nonstops. And we have all those in the jacket, but we also have cities we don't serve yet. So it's actually an aspirational jacket as well. We got Cancun, Boston, Seattle,
okay.
all markets we want to see serve. And so I call this my marching orders.
And right.
If you're wearing this jacket, it's great to have those 30, but we want more. And so I've got them on my jacket. So someday I can check these things off and say, yep, we've got that.
Yeah,
so
you need to get you a black Sharpie and just mark each one of them on there.
Probably something more colored, maybe a pink Sharpie.
Sharpie. Yeah, I'm a fan of airplanes, and I'm thinking, okay, well, all the ones I can, BWI, Baltimore, Washington, Standard for Field, SDF, and then NAS, ORD is Chicago, right?
Yes.
Chicago, O'Hare, and I could say keep on going.
it's all over.
It's all over.
Love that.
You guys, how many planes do you host for leading up to the Derby?
It's right outside my office. We have taxiways.
Uh-huh.
We get so many corporate, business, general aviation folks that we actually have to close down taxiways to park the aircraft. Last year during Derby, there were 349 aircraft on the ground. These are not Cessna 152s. These
uh-huh.
are G5s, Falcons, Cessnas. I mean, these are large corporate, business aviation customers. We'll do over 1,000. Between Standard Field and Bowman, the general aviation. So,
mm-hmm.
And you think about that. These are people coming in to have a good time at Derby, spend
sure.
a lot of money, and then get back on their corporate aircraft and fly out. So it really is amazing from that. But on the terminal side of it, these 5 days will be the busiest 5 days of the airport. Last year was a record. We have 22% more activity this year than we had last year.
Really, wow.
On Sunday alone, 14,500 seats in our market. So I just imagine, and those planes will be basically full. It's going to be unbelievable to see. And for those folks coming in Sunday, they've celebrated. If they don't have time to bubble wrap their bourbon and their gifts, starting at 4 a.m., we're going to have live music. And we'll do free bubble wrap for the people spent some money, didn't have time to wrap it because they were busy enjoying the festivities. So
you think of everything.
So make sure, if you're out there listening, make sure you buy your bourbon, bring it out to the airport, we'll bubble wrap it for you.
I like that.
They think of everything.
That's great.
That is customer service for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look forward to seeing great things from the Muhammad Ali Airport. Dan Mann, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For being our first base of Kentucky many times at the Sanford Field.
Your coverage is brought to you by your friends at Home Place Mortgage, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Robin Foods and Gifts, Heritage Bank, Commonwealth Agri Energy, Her Pace Furniture, and Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment.
For Cindy Allen, I'm Alan Watts from the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.